So when it comes to the journey of Elul and Tishrei, particularly the Avodah of Tshuva, this concept of returning to Hashem, of repentance, when you start looking at all the Svarim, all the different levels and details and aspects of Tshuva, it can sometimes start feeling very overwhelming. This is something which is too big for me. I'm not going to be able to do it anyway. Why even try? Am I really be able to do a proper Tshuva? Even before you get to the Svarim of Chassidus and the Svarim of Musar, if you just look at the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, he describes very great things regarding Tshuva. That you reach a level where you're never going to do it again. All these type of things that the Rambam describes can sometimes throw us off, and it's like very difficult for us to even begin when the task looks so big and so daunting. So I want to share with you a Vart from the Nesiv HaShalom, a beautiful idea, based on a Gemara from Masechtas Pesachim, Dav Ches Abed Aleph. And the Gemara says, "Boidik b'choyrin u'bizdakim admokim shiyodim agas." The Gemara is talking about bedikas chametz, the obligation of the night before Pesach to check for chametz. And in those days, the walls were very thick, and sometimes you had these holes and cracks in the walls, and you were trying to check it using the candle to see if there's chametz there, but you can't see all the way through. So the Gemara says you just have to check in the holes and the cracks of the wall until the place where your hand can reach. That's where you're obligated to check. V'ashar and the rest of it, mevatloi beliba, you can nullify it in your heart. On a literal level, what that's talking about is, when it comes Pesach, one of the ways of getting rid of chametz is to do what's called bittul, to make a declaration that all the chametz is meaningless and nothing to me, and it's hefker, it's ownerless, and anyone can come and take it. We don't rely on that. That's why we do bedikas chametz. We try and find the chametz first. But more than what my hand can reach, I can't reach it, I can't see it, so therefore you rely on this concept of bittul. So the Nesiv HaShalom says that this Gemara can be read on a deeper level. And it's actually teaching me the gateway to tshuva, the entrance way to tshuva. Chametz, as we know, represents ego, represents all bad things, averus, transgressions. And the avoida of Elul is to check for chametz. The avoida of Elul is to try and make a cheshbin ha-nefesh, to try and find all the negative parts of our personality, all the negative parts of our behavior, to see what we're doing wrong, and to do tshuva, and to fix it, and to burn the chametz, to get rid of it, to get rid of all the negative parts of ourselves, to really do tshuva properly. And a person can think, as we described before, that it's such a lofty thing. How am I going to really go through everything I need to go through? How am I really going to be able to do tshuva properly? Says the Gemara, you don't have to do more than you can do. Yes, you have to stretch out your hand. Yes, you have to take a candle and check. And you have to go as far as your hand can reach. But that's all you have to go. After that, mevatloi beliboi, nullify it in your heart. What he explains that up here is, rely on Hashem, that Hashem will take care of it. A person is not expected to be perfect. We're not expected to be on a lofty level which we're not able to get to, which we're not shayach to that. We're expected to be the best that we can be. Stretch out your hand as far as it can go. Search for chametz as best as you can. And the rest of it, mevatli beliboy, forget about the rest. And let Hashem, as the saying goes, that Hashem says, pischli kechudo shel machat, open for me the door like the size of the eye of a needle, v'ani eftach lachem kepischo shel ulam, and I will open it up as wide as the door of a big room. In other words, to sort of open up the door wide. All we have to do is open up the door as much as we can, and Hashem will open up the rest. But I think that's what the Nesiv HaShalom says. But taking this Vart and applying it to these days, to this Elul that we're going through now, this Vart is still true. We're only expected to do what we're able to do. But I think at this year, we all have to try and stretch out the arm a little bit further than we thought it can go. We all have to push ourselves a little bit more than we thought we could. Come to an extra shir that we thought that we're not going to be able to come to. Come to an extra minion, perhaps, that we thought that we don't have the time to come to. Do a favor for someone else that you thought you're not able to do. Sometimes you stretch out your hand and you realize you can go a centimeter more. That's the avoid of this. We're still not expected to go all the way. We're still not perfect people. We're never going to be perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. But to stretch out our hands a little bit more, when we do that, Hashem will definitely see the efforts and bring the Yeshua, the salvation that we so desperately need, with the Ksiva v'Chasim v'Tavla. Have a wonderful day.